There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You used the word threatening, so yes. I'm going to start with Travis Kelce because he and Jason recorded a new New Heights podcast that I think just came out this morning. And so right off the bat, they got into the cell phone throwing incident. Now, we had Jason from Monday night on ESPN, not apologizing, but basically saying that he let the hate get to him and he fought back with hate. Okay, fine.
So you think this was recorded this morning?
No, released this morning.
Released this morning.
I think they recorded it yesterday or the day before.
Okay, all right.
So here was Travis basically saying you shouldn't have this burden on you. And he spoke before Travis spoke, saying the same stuff he said the other night. Here was Travis.
You shouldn't feel this much, obviously the scrutiny and the media like view on it and everybody passing around the videos that are being out there. I mean, that's going to make it a bigger situation than I think what it really is.
And then he would go on and say the truth of the matter.
The real situation is you had some clown come up to you and talk about your family and you reacted in a way that was defending your family, and you might have used some words you regret using, and that's a situation that you just got to kind of learn from and own.
And he said at least in Travis's opinion, you've done and said all the right things.
I think you owning it and you speaking about it shows how sincere you are to a lot of people in this world, and shows that especially what you said on Monday night, that you choose not to you don't choose hate. That's just not who you are.
And so that was pretty much how they, at least the segment that I saw, seemed like it was the beginning of the podcast. They kind of got it out of the way and discussed it, and then away we go. So there you go.
You know what? Jason Kelce's got to learn, like, you know, he saved that apology or whatever, the explanation for the podcast. Don't waste it on Monday Night Countdown. You use Monday night to promote your podcast. Fair. Be like, you know what? I'm not ready to address this. I'm going to address it on the New Heights podcast. You can get wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure ESPN's paying him a hell of a lot more money than that podcast is.
That would be funny.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, what he should have done is done what, like, Evan does. Do the podcast right after the incident. Address it first on the podcast.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
fire up that Rico Bronya.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, but, I mean, he reacts to the Mets before he does his show.
Yeah, you know what's funny is last night Evan recorded an Andrew Jackson.
The stupid part of that is that probably wouldn't be ludicrous if he did. That is very funny. With the NFL trade deadline that came and went yesterday, there wasn't a ton of movement. Not a shock that Mike Williams was sent from the Jets. He goes to the Steelers. Here was Aaron Rodgers.
We kind of knew with Devontae coming in that there'd be less targets for everybody because, you know, G's leading the league in targets. He's going to get his targets. And Teddy's dynamic player. He's going to get his targets. So if this gives Mike more opportunities, that's awesome. And we wish Mike well.
And that was on the McAfee show. And that news broke as he was actually doing the interview, doing it live with McAfee. The Giants did not make a deal, but they did release Matt Hawk, their punter, and cornerback Nick McLeod. Played these earlier. Jermaine Illuminor with BT and Sal talking about the team, I guess, lacks maturity, essentially, and they need to grow up and do it quickly.
Once you get to the NFL, the thing that you have to learn is, now that you're here, you can't, just because you're a rookie or you're a second-year guy, you're a third-year guy, or a fourth-year guy, yeah, you're young, but in NFL years, you have to grow up.
And they're going to have to grow up and do that in Germany this weekend as they have the Sunday morning game against the Panthers.
Imagine how stiff Phil's going to be when he gets off that plane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, miserable. He's a stiff guy to begin with. He's on that long-ass flight to Germany. I mean, he's going to, oof.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
How long is that flight? About seven, oof, 8 hours?
At least 7 hours, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's, because Big Blue Travel with Mike Martucci, I know, is a big deal. Would you think that's a well-attended trip with the way they've played?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right? Because it's like a vacation as
but I also think it's something that you sign up for, you know, months ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, you're setting up a whole trip and you're going to go over there and...
I do it.
Yeah, probably spend 3 or 4 days at least.
Where exactly are they playing the game?
Munich, I believe, right?
Okay, so 7.5 hours to Munich. Non-stop from JFK.
What's the weather like in Munich these days? I mean, then again, who the hell knows?
Well, it's 80 degrees here. But it's fall, but, you know, you got the beer garden over there. Oktoberfest just ended. Phil will be hanging out over there having a few Pilsners out of the boot.
I would certainly think so.
Sunday, it's going to be high of 45.
All right.
Perfect. Football weather, man.
That is football weather.
With fog.
They could never
fog. Foggy. No. Oh, that sucks.
Phil.
The Commanders did acquire Pro Bowl cornerback Marshon Lattimore from the Saints. I played a few of these earlier. This was the other one from James Jones on FS1 criticizing Dak Prescott for going on injured reserve with the hamstring injury.
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said. Dak is quitting on these boys. You are not. Is it off the bone or something? Because there's no way you're telling me that you're out 4 weeks with no answers, no nothing, no fight, no nothing for a hamstring, and you're a quarterback.
He is.
Is this breakfast ball?
No, this is not.
What is this?
This is FS1.
Yeah, but isn't breakfast ball on FS1?
It is. I don't know the name of the show. This is the show that has James Jones on it because he's the one that was talking.
Is he the one that's on with Craig?
No, breakfast ball is Mark Schlereth.
Right.
This is James Jones.
Okay.
Different show.
All right, but what's the name of it?
Nobody watches this either.
No, Eddie, don't be nice.
It's called The Facility.
Oh, this is The Facility. Okay, so they're facilitating.
They are doing that. Yes, don't ask hard questions.
Yeah, okay.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What else? I did that. NBA tonight, you got the Knicks in Atlanta. The Knicks 3-3 through six games. The Hawks have dropped 5 of 8 to get started. We talked about the league suspending Joel Embiid 3 games for the shoving the reporter last week. Rutgers with their season opener against Wagner tonight on WFAN 660 AM at 6 PM. Also, UConn opens with Sacred Heart tonight. And Columbia plays at Villanova. How about that? By the way, 12 years ago,
yes.
November 20th, 2012, a game I did, Columbia won at Villanova. How about that?
On the internet.
That one might have been.
Yes, it was.
I actually think it was.
I think it was, too.
20
I think I remember I fired up my Mac just to listen to you.
2012 was all on the internet.
Yep.
Damn,
that's true. You were the internet guru. You were ahead of your time. You were streaming before anybody else was.
Yeah. The Islanders were down were down 3-1 to the Penguins in the third period, but they were able to get the game even. J.G. Pageau, the game-tying goal in the third, and then in overtime, the shootout, there was only one goal that was scored.
Horvat 0-for-1 this season, coming in, throws the snow up and went one-handed, tucked it through!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh. Ilya Sorokin with the save the other way, and the Islanders good win as they win 4-3 in the shootout. The Isles now 5-6-2 to open the season. With that, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. A little lengthy, but we did hear from Chad and Shannon this morning talking about Tom Gisele and the jujitsu guy.
Oh, what you compute
pregnant,
by?
She's pregnant like with a baby?
What else?
How's she pregnant?
No, she's pregant with an iguana.
Now, hold on. Now, if my math serves me correct, it's only been a year.
That might have been a problem, but he might have been putting meat on her back then. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
She might have been putting meat on her back then.
I love these two.
He calls
and
you.
Then, is this Jack
called? No, Ocho is pregnant with an iguana. What do you think they're doing, playing just the tip?
So they say Brady just, I guess this is Shannon that says, Brady just needs to kind of have a one-nighter and move on, or one of them says this.
I need somebody to help me get over this. Can you help me?
Listen, that help you talk about it, that's temporary. Hey, that pain gonna seep right back in as soon as you're done. You ever heard of post-nut clarity? Well, that shit hurt you, boy.
Post nut clarity. I kind of know what he's talking about.
It's like, you know, when people say like you're thinking with your you know, that and not your brain, and then like once that is over, and you're like, oh,
whoops.
Yeah, I know about that post nut clarity. My best thinking happened post nut, Ocho.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a great Wednesday.
That was so funny. It's still funny.
I love those guys, man.
I don't know. Like, this day and age, what they're doing now is probably the most exposure they'll get. But if I were someone who was looking to put programming on, like a streaming service where I didn't have FCC regulations, I would hire those two guys.
What's crazy about that, too, is that was, like, at the end. So they did, like, 2 hours, and they broke down every NFL game, and because they put the title in, I was able to zip through and find, I'm like, oh, this would be interesting, talking about Tom and Gisele. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's funny, because they're, like, serious. Like, Shannon does, like, serious sports there.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a serious football show and sports show. Yeah, they had Ken Griffey Jr. on the other day for, like, 40 minutes.
It's actually kind of like what we do here a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, where they get into the football aspect of it, of the sport, and all the different, angles of the game and everything else. And then all of a sudden it goes off the rails. Exactly.
All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.